to DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard.
Stand up, fight back!
Demonstrations remained peaceful in Memphis Friday night after the release of body camera and surveillance footage showing police officers beating Tyre Nichols on January 7th. Nichols died at a hospital 3 days later. The footage shows police repeatedly strike Nichols with their fists, boots, and batons. It shows the officers, who are also black, pummeling Nichols, then leaving him propped up against a squad car as they fist bump and celebrate. Family attorney Ben Crump.
They were so nonchalant about everything. Mm-hmm. You have a man literally laying down there in distress, dying, and people are just talking like this is business as usual.
More than 20 minutes elapsed before any kind of aid was given to Nichols. Five police officers have been fired and charged with second-degree murder, kidnapping, and other charges. Two sheriff's deputies have also been relieved of their duty. President Biden on Friday said he was outraged and deeply pained by the footage. This is ABC News. Usain Bolt has fired his business manager after the apparent loss of more than $12 million. It's gone missing from a local private investment firm, which is being investigated as part of a massive fraud. Bolt laughed when he was asked whether he was broke, but he said the missing money was for his future and that he supports his kids and parents. If the night sky is clear, it's time to see green in a good way, explains ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Oh, God didn't make this green apple.
Higher than fruit trees.
Green can be big. Like a mountain.
Above the highest peaks in the night sky, a rare green comet last seen 50,000 years ago. Visible across the northern hemisphere through next Thursday, when the green comet makes its closest approach to Earth. Easier to spy with binoculars or a telescope. Better see it now, because the next chance is in millions of years. And, hey, it's not going to get any greener. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station. Civic Media.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back in the second hour of our program. A new bombshell report about the Durham probe. You will recall Donald Trump complained to Bill Barr that the Clinton campaign and the FBI and, you know, the federal government were all conspiring back in 2016. This was the tail end of the Obama administration to hurt his campaign. And then after he became president, they continued to conspire to hurt him as president. And so Bill Barr made this very public announcement that he felt that the FBI had been weaponized against Donald Trump, and he was going to get to the bottom of it, and he was going to find out what was going on. And he hired this guy, John Durham, who had this reputation as kind of a straight shooter, prosecutor, investigator guy, and said, go. Gave him $6 million in 4 years to find out who was in the government, who had the deep state that was trying to hurt Donald Trump. And what did they find? Nothing. Literally nothing. With one exception, Durham and Barr actually got on a plane together and flew to Italy to talk to Italian authorities. And I think this might have had something to do with Marjorie Taylor Greene's argument about the Jewish space lasers, because that had something to do with Italy. And so anyhow, they flew to Italy to see if there was some connection there. And what the Italian police told them was, well, we don't know about that, but we do know that Donald Trump is involved in serious prosecutable financial crimes here in Italy. And at that point, John Durham... this is where it gets fascinating. At that point, John Durham said, oh, really? And they provided him with some evidence, and he said, whoa, this is worth a criminal investigation into Trump. And so he launched a criminal investigation of Donald Trump. And, of course, the what got publicized over on Fox News for weeks was that the Durham investigation has gone criminal, suggesting that they were going to go after the FBI, or they were going to go after Joe Biden, or they were going to go after Barack Obama, or somebody committed a crime against Donald Trump. Turns out they were looking into crimes committed by Donald Trump himself. And when they completed the investigation, sure enough, there was evidence of crimes, but they decided that it wasn't really worth prosecuting. And so they just kind of set it on the back burner. And to this day, we don't know the details. I am guessing we will find out these details in the coming weeks or months. But Durham, the only crime he found was a crime by Donald Trump. Now, this is the guy who is supposed to be investigating the connection between Trump and Russia and the investigation into the connection between Trump and Russia. So what happened with this connection between Trump and Russia? We know that Donald Trump and, well, his son and, you know, and others were meeting with Russians. We know that Paul Manafort had been working for Putin
He had been Putin's guy in Ukraine. He got Viktor Yanukovych elected in Ukraine. Viktor Yanukovych was Putin's puppet running Ukraine. When they finally drove Yanukovych out in the Orange Revolution, I believe it was, the Manafort had to leave town. And that was like around 2015, 2016. And so Manafort came to the United States and volunteered for no money at all to run Donald Trump's campaign. Well, it turned out he was getting millions of dollars from Oleg Deripaska, the same Russian oligarch who was helping Mitch McConnell with an aluminum factory in Kentucky just in time for the election. Oleg Deripaska, a Russian billionaire. You don't get to be and stay a living Russian billionaire without kissing Vladimir Putin's ass. It's just that simple. So, you know, this was a guy who was working for Putin. He was paying Manafort. He was helping Mitch McConnell. And now it turns out that when the New York field office, which was in charge, there was this guy, Charles McGonigal, who was the agent in charge of counterintelligence and cyber espionage for the FBI, working out of the New York field office. And when this information that the guy who was running Donald Trump's campaign was being paid by Putin in order to damage America by making Donald Trump president, when that information got to the New York field office, Charles McGonigal deep-sixed it. And nobody knew why. I mean, we were all trying to figure out, you know, Trump and Yanukovych and Manafort, all these guys. And Trump signed a deal with Putin 2 weeks before the election in 2016 to build a Trump Tower in Moscow, on the assumption that he wasn't going to get elected. And so he was going to do this billion-dollar deal with Vladimir Putin. Now, all of that should have raised giant red flags, but this FBI agent in New York deep-sixed the whole thing. Well, now we learn, I mean, just in the last week, we have learned that this FBI agent was taking, in fact, he got arrested for it, you know, the day before yesterday, he was taking money from Deripaska, from Putin, in order to cover up Trump's connections to Russia, which is just mind-boggling. So, you know, we'll see where this goes. Now the stories are coming out about Charles McGonigal. It turns out not only was he, you know, a bad guy in that he was working for Russia in the FBI, in the counterintelligence office, blocking the investigation into Donald Trump. Not only was he doing that, but he was married with two kids, and he had a girlfriend on the side, a separate apartment. And his girlfriend has now testified that one day when he was at her house, she didn't know, she thought he was in the process of getting a divorce. He was not. That one day she discovered a bag of cash in their bedroom. Like, you know, $100 bills rolled up into giant wads. And she was like, where'd this come from? It was apparently the money that the Russians were giving him. But he said, oh, I want it at the track, right? At the racetrack. Right. All righty. Keep an eye on this story. Because I have a feeling this story has a lot of legs. It is there is some complexity to it. And so it's probably not going to be, you know, dealt with the way it should be, in my opinion, by the corporate media, but big deal. This is a big deal. Our geeky science for this hour. This is absolutely breathtaking. Nature magazine published this article. Researchers have found that antidepressants, the whole family of antidepressants, the SSRI drugs that are, Prozac is the most well known, but there's all kinds of them. There's dozens of them. They go by all different kinds of names. That these drugs actually have a mild antibiotic effect. They kill bacteria. And they can, you know, and regularly taking antibiotics is not a good thing, particularly for your gut bacteria. You know, when people's gut bacteria starts getting disturbed by taking antibiotics, and this may be one of the side why people gain weight when they take antidepressants, is that their gut bacteria is no longer, you know, appropriate. It's now all screwed up, which itself can cause mental problems. But But now they're finding that exposure to these antidepressants is causing, because they're mildly antibacterial, is causing the bacteria to develop antibiotic resistance. This is a quote from the article. In a 2018 paper, the group reported that E. coli became resistant to multiple antibiotics after being exposed to fluoxetine, commonly sold as Prozac. The latest study examined five other antidepressants and 13 antibiotics from six classes of such drugs and investigated how resistance to E. coli developed. Exposure of E. coli to antidepressants led to an increase in the microbe's mutation rate, which then raises the question, is it causing other cells in our body to mutate? Because mutation is how cancer starts, right? And I don't know that there's ever been a study on that, but they say at least one antidepressant, sertraline, promoted the transfer of genes between bacterial cells, a process that can speed up the spread of resistance through a bacterial population. This is concerning. It's also concerning because so many people, 1 in 10 Americans, are on antidepressant drugs right now. So many people are taking these drugs that they are ubiquitous in the nation's water supplies, sewage systems, where there's lots and lots of bacteria that are now being exposed to mutagens that are producing superbugs, which is what whacked my niece.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
She got one of these superbug infections, and last week they took off a leg and her right hand because of this. And this is not good.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work, offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
For me, going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you had protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data. And it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 a person selling personal information on the dark web. I've used ExpressVPN for almost a decade now because it creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. You just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. It works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom to get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. expressvpn.com/Tom. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Kevin in Mobile, Alabama. Hey, Kevin, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good.
Tom, I got two things I want to talk about. And I'm going to be hard on it. I'm being very hard. And the reason why is because, you know, I'm a child of the 50s, and all the stuff you were talking about, the 60s and the 70s, I lived that. And that's post-traumatic politics, okay, back from that time. And I just see that, you know, Biden, you put Garland in there. And we have to remember that when Garland was picked for the Supreme Court, he was a compromise that Obama used to please the Republicans. And you saw what they did to him. Okay? He was a compromise.
Yeah. No,
then
it was,
Biden, you okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it was Orrin Hatch's suggestion. Obama went to Orrin Hatch, you know, who was a Republican senator from Utah, and said, "Give me the name of a candidate for Supreme Court that it will be acceptable to the GOP," and that was the name that Orrin Hatch gave him, was Merrick Garland.
Right. Okay. Now, okay, and I'm gonna get to my point. Okay. Now, okay, you did that, Obama. Okay. And you know, the problem that progressives have with the Democrats, with the Democratic Party, period, is you always reaching across the aisle to please the Republicans, okay? So now they slap you in the face, Obama, and then Biden, you get in there, you were a compromise also as a president, because you were really get ready to get out of the race, okay, until what's-his-name came in there and said, no, y'all go ahead and vote him in there.
Yeah, Jim Clyburn.
So now we got, right, Jim Clyburn. So now you turn around and you put Garland in there. Okay, and you put Garland in there, and look what's going on. You're talking two years.
Yeah.
Now, one of these traitors, these insurrectionists, have been indicted. Even is there an investigation going on? Now I understand. They say, "Oh well, he's quiet about all that," but nah, That woman in Georgia, 9 months, she's ready to get an indictment.
Yeah.
I guarantee it's going to be an indictment.
Yeah,
this is a disgrace.
Yep.
This is a disgrace, and this is what the Democrats do. Johnson did it when he found out that Nixon was committing treason and didn't say anything.
Yep, you're right. This he took that problem. To his grave.
This is the problem that we have with the Democratic Party. Either Democrats, either you, the line's been crossed a long time ago. Either you on the side of righteousness and for America and democracy, or you're not. There's no in-between going on here.
Yep.
I'm going to say this, and I've been saying this for the past year and a half. Garland should have been fired 6 months after he got in there. Period. He should have been fired.
Yeah.
Okay? That's one thing I want to say. The other thing I want to say is I'm down here. I'm actually from the North. Like I told you, you know, I'm a protest the whole nine yards, you know, blah, blah, all that kind of nonsense.
But now you're living in Alabama.
I'm living in Alabama. I'm living in the deep South right now. And I got friends who all for Trump, the Trumpism, the MAGAism, and the liism, because that's what it is. It's liism.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I tell them? Tell me one thing that he has done for you personally. One thing. They can't say it.
Yep.
The problem with the media, and I'm talking about the progressive, I'm not talking about the corporate media. I'm done with them. I'm talking about like your shows and Randy Rose and all them shows like that, which Randy does do. Don't attack the politicians. They know they're corrupt. They're dating and they are political prostitutes, period. Most of them. Not all of them, but they're prostitutes. Go after the voters who vote for them. Why would you vote for a person who just, you're getting a welfare check and they just cut the welfare check by 20%? Why would you vote for him or her? Go after the voters.
Yeah, well, that gets us back, Kevin, to the failure of the Democratic Party to do national messaging. You know, the Republican Party comes up with a national message, but you know, just to put this in context, when the Republican Party comes up with a national message every single day, they have, you know, three issues per day that they push out into the media and that Fox amplifies, everybody else amplifies. This is coming out of a large network that is well funded by right-wing billionaires. There is no parallel to that on the Democratic side. And so there isn't that message discipline on the Democratic side. But I share your frustration. I absolutely share it, Kevin. And I'm as upset as you are, I believe, with Merrick Garland. Hey, Kevin, thank you for the call. Spot on. It is 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with your calls on Anything Goes Friday on the other side of this break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
In the truth, Big Pharma would really rather you didn't know all about. We'll be right back. Finding a gift he'll actually like can feel impossible. Luckily, mancrates.com is perfect for his birthday, anniversary, or any occasion. Mancrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he'll love, like the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Put that on my list. Or the Grillmaster crate featuring a brass knuckle meat tenderizer and cast iron smoker box. Mancrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar. Personalization is free and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. Use the code RADIO15 at Mancrates.com to save 15% on his perfect gift. That's RADIO15 at Mancrates.com. Radio 15 at mancrates.com.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they could freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. and you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574, 800-6-WAUK.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard.
Stand up, fight back!
Demonstrations remained peaceful in Memphis Friday night after the release of body camera and surveillance footage showing police officers beating Tyre Nichols on January 7th. Nichols died at a hospital 3 days later. The footage shows police repeatedly strike Nichols with their fists, boots, and batons. It shows the officers, who are also black, pummeling Nichols, then leaving him propped up against a squad car as they fist bump and celebrate. Family attorney Ben Crump.
They were so nonchalant about everything. Mm-hmm. You have a man literally laying down there in distress, dying, and people are just talking like this is business as usual.
More than 20 minutes elapsed before any kind of aid was given to Nichols. Five police officers have been fired and charged with second-degree murder, kidnapping, and other charges. Two sheriff's deputies have also been relieved of their duty. President Biden on Friday said he was outraged and deeply pained by the footage. This is ABC News.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in your mind, Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really missed you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Elvin in Berkeley County, West Virginia. Hey, Elvin, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
You caught me off guard. I was counting all my money in my bags of money over here.
you and the FBI, huh?
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. I called in about policing in this country. I think the person I talked to on the phone screener, had mentioned that I've been through police brutality. I'm a black man, and it has hit my family, unfortunately. Mm. And I've also had to deal with these calls, you know, from people like, you know, what's termed these days as Karens, had different names for them growing up. So there's been a lot of that I've had to deal with. Mm-hmm. And just seeing how these interactions happen. And I'm also an activist photographer, so I've covered some of these incidents and seen them up close. And I've also been threatened and so forth, so I have a fairly good understanding. I agreed with what you put out earlier in your points, and I'm going to go back and read your article. I haven't had a chance to read that yet. But what I'd like to say, though, is that first, there's going to be a horrible video that comes out, and the world's going to see it. And it's going to be another example of what we in our community have been saying for decades has been going on and has not really been heard to enough of an extent, no matter how we discuss it, whether it's calmly all the way up through, you know, the protests that you talked about in the 60s and so forth, the other things that have occurred. People aren't hearing us to the extent that they're willing to make the change.
Right.
And in my town in 2013, there was an African-American man jaywalking. It was at night. It ended up, five cops ended up chasing him down, beating him up, incapacitating him. One of them claimed that he had a knife. They stepped back, and all five of them fired their weapons, hit him 23 times. He was on the ground, incapacitated, when they shot him. Some of the shots were to the back and so on. It took 7 years for that family to receive a settlement.
Wow.
And
the cops never went to jail.
They probably didn't get much from that settlement because of all the time that it took. There was a three-judge panel that during all this with George Floyd, when that was going on, that referenced George Floyd in part of the case, and they stripped those five officers of their qualified immunity. Mm-hmm. Right after those officers were stripped of their qualified immunity, the city paid out $3.5 million in a city here in West Virginia that doesn't have a ton of money.
Right.
So $3.5 million goes out, plus all the legal fees that they paid for those officers. So we'll just call it $4 million. That's $800,000 each. Those officers were on the job for the entire 7 year period. They lost the qualified immunity, and the prosecuting attorney, elected an elected official, decided that they weren't going to prosecute these officers. They're still on the job.
Wow.
Four of them are. One of them is in prison for some other gun things in another state. So they're still on the job. The police chief, there's been several of them since, and now the police chief now, they won't talk to the community. They basically said in their messaging by keeping these officers on that they didn't see anything wrong. They are fine with the continued risk of having these officers on, and we still don't know their full history. So they're still on the street. You don't know what's going to happen, but they're fine with it. The community reelected the officials who made these decisions. So those elected officials hire the police chiefs. They elect the sheriffs.
Yeah.
These are all these people that are elected.
I'm guessing this is a majority white community.
Contracts. It is. It's in West Virginia.
Yeah.
So West Virginia is 95% white,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
With 2% black along those lines. So I point not only to what you said about the system, and I don't know that the system can be fixed because it's actually operating as designed, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I also take a look at the voters who continue to vote in these politicians who support the system. And I also look at the judicial system because there are people, judges and prosecutors who are voted in who continue to let these things go. So it's a very big problem. It's scary as hell when you're a victim of it. And there's really no place to turn.
Yeah.
At all. And I'll leave you with this. When I hear someone say, to someone who talks about these issues, well, you keep talking about them like that. Who are you going to call when you need the police? I can't dial 911 safely.
Mm-hmm.
There's millions of us in this country who can't safely dial 911, and some who can't. I can't. So who am I going to call? Nobody. I have to solve issues on my own. I pay taxes to the police department, and I can't use them. And the majority of the people who are around me raise hell about their taxes and where their tax money is going. But they still support this, all while knowing, well, certain people have to pay, but they can't use it.
Yeah.
So it's a big problem. It really is.
It
and
is
this
so.
Weekend is going to be telling with the video that comes out. And I've seen into the abyss. I've seen some scary, scary stuff.
I'm sure you have.
And it's only going to get worse.
Well, hopefully, if it gets worse, it's on the path to getting better. You know, although, I mean, you know, you look back at the 60s and 70s when we had riots that were, you know, cities on fire. And every single one of those riots, and I didn't even know this until just the last decade. You know, I just assumed back in the day that it was just, you know, protests that got out of hand. Every single one of those riots that where race was involved. Were triggered by police killing or beating an unarmed black person. Every single one of them.
Yes.
I mean, this has been going on for a hell of a long time, and we've got to do something about it.
I discovered a tidbit yesterday that I wanted to do a little more reading on. But in L.A., when blacks were migrating to L.A., moving to L.A., I should say not migrating, some communities there had some issues with that. And it was either a mayor or a police chief or a counselor or someone who was in charge were hiring police officers and men from the South to come be police officers there.
Oh, geez.
And militarizing the police there.
Yeah.
So they know. They know.
Yeah.
And it's ingrained into the
system. Well, hopefully we're at some kind of a turning point, Elvin. I'm not... you know, just blindly optimistic, but I do think that a lot of Americans are waking up and being sensitized to this. The George Floyd Justice in Policing Act passed the House of Representatives. I mean, it got filibustered in the Senate, which would have ended qualified immunity, or at least, you know, dialed it back to the point where it would have been pretty irrelevant with regard to cops. So, you know, there are some green shoots here. You know, there's little flowers popping their heads up.
I absolutely detest the filibuster, and I haven't been in a room with Senator Joe Manchin for a while. It was last time he met with any of the constituents in the state was back during the health care when they almost overturned it. He won't meet with constituents.
No.
But he won't listen to or hear that there's more beyond the filibuster. You know, when Bishop Barber came to the state and marched across this state, he spoke to this directly to Joe Manchin and directly to the citizens of the state. And he said the things that Joe Manchin is holding up, including this policing act, because there's been problems here with the policing here as well. Mm-hmm. It's not just affecting people who look like me as an African-American. It's affecting the 95% population of the state who's primarily white.
Yep.
But Manchin doesn't care. He's more concerned about the filibuster and maintaining his friendships with his friends across the aisle.
Well, and the profits for his fossil fuel company. Elvin, I got to wrap this up, but thank you for a very thoughtful conversation. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM, and thanks for the call. Ron in Shaftesbury, Vermont. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm just, thank you for having me on. I was thinking about the McCarthy and the Congress and everything that was going on, and for a long time, other than the Civil War, of course, and slavery, the main moral stain in our country has been the Joe McCarthy hearings. This is McCarthy 2.0 now. Kevin McCarthy is supporting every one of these crazy wackos, so as far as I'm concerned, he's responsible for it. And I wish that I would see a headline in the New York Times or somewhere that said McCarthy 2.0, because put that stain right on the Republican Party, because that's what's going on. And we're just sitting here talking about some Santos or, you know, all these small little pieces of it, and it hasn't been coalesced together as a thing. Here we are, McCarthy again.
I agree with you. I wrote an op-ed last week that was, I don't recall if it was in the title or not, I think it was, that, you know, writing this op-ed could get me put in jail. And it was all about Joe McCarthy and how that happened, and how Kevin McCarthy now is weaponizing two or three different congressional committees. I mean, the big one is going to be the Select Committee on the Weaponization of Government. But the, you're absolutely right. This is going to be Joe McCarthy 2.0, and Kevin is, seems to be proud of it. It's just, you know, he's not a very bright man. I mean, I know that from talking to his colleagues and from, you know, just what I can see. But I also know people who know Kevin McCarthy, and you know, they have said to me, this guy's not particularly bright. He's very sly. He's a reasonable politician, but he's just not a very bright man. And that's a tragedy. Ron, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. Right here, right now. We'll be right back. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time, you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/T-H-O-M, expressvpn.com/Tom.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something special for everyone. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history that you've only read about. You'll savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore my part of the country, the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American River boats. Relax on your own private balcony as the crew provides the absolute highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today, excuse me, at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom, and thank you. You said we could call if it was even about UFOs, but this is similar.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of or have you heard of the new Area 51?
I know about the old one. I didn't know there was a new one.
Yes, there is. I joined serious progressive talk shows and called in, started calling in around 2006. And there was a talk show host on Progressive 127, Mike Federer, between 4 and 7 during the early years. And he was a really awesome talk show host. And he had a guest on that was from an organization, an investigative organization, that had information or laid out what they had discovered in regards or uncovered in regards to the new Area 51. And he started off by saying that the problem with the old Area 51 is that people could walk up to it or drive up to it, and that really isn't cool. And he said, well, they've resolved that issue with the new Area 51. The new Area 51 is located in Utah, and it's behind, and the guy said that it was behind the Rocky Mountains, between two mountain ranges located behind the Rocky Mountains. I know there's a couple.
Remind me, Dave, what Area 51 means. Why is it called Area 51?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. All right, but it's some secret place where UFO stuff, is stored and stashed, right? I mean, that's the
It's an area where they do testing or highly classified organization, or they do I would imagine they in
test aircraft
they do
and stuff
classified. Stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
And he said that it was between the two mountain ranges in Utah behind the Rocky Mountains, so it makes it impossible to walk up to or drive up to the area.
Mm-hmm.
He said that the area was heavily nuclear tested during the early 40s for the testing area, and it's heavily contaminated. So he said that if you were to try to get there, you'd have to climb the mountain ranges,
mm-hmm.
But it's in such a secure area that you'd have to be a top level, the highest rated mountain climber to make it possible.
Fascinating.
Area is so heavily contaminated that if you were to do it, you would die from the radiation poisoning that you'd get from it.
Oh,
so you'd have to do it in a radiation suit, which makes it virtually impossible to do. He said that there are other
No, go, finish your thought. I'm sorry.
There are other areas. Well, they said they do have sensors just in case something bizarre would happen, that somehow somebody pulled something amazing off that. But there are sensors that detect radiation or movement.
Right.
And then he said that the building itself or that the airport that the people leave from, leave the airport, I believe it was in Nevada. That's the only thing that I'm really not defined by. But I believe it was in Nevada, the airport that they leave from every day at the same time, more or less. And he said that the government or the organization that oversees it, he said what it was, said that they know absolutely everything about everyone that comes and goes out of the airport.
Yeah. Well, you would expect that, Dave. Dave, why are you telling me this?
Because I thought it would be interesting to know about the new Area 51.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it is. It sounds absolutely fascinating. And you know, thanks for the tip. The new Area 51 is in Utah. That's amazing. Dave, thank you. Thomas in Woodburn, Oregon. Hey, Thomas, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I talked to my postman every couple of days. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he said that we all know about Louis DeJoy.
Right.
And he was put in place actually to enact the demise of the post office.
Right, so that it could be set it up for privatization, yep.
Right. It probably produces close to $1 billion a year in profit.
Yep.
Corbett has had his eye on it for a long time. Anyway, he's still working on that. I've been noticing just a little bit of a laxness in postal service and a lot of different people. My postal guy doesn't do the work every day for some reason. He said new people are brought on. I live in Woodburn, kind of caught in a time warp.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the lady that runs this area will hire new people and she'll work them like 13, 14 hours the first day so that they'll quit. And they aren't hiring new people. They're having trouble getting new workers. Again, what I'm driving at here is he's still working on destroying the post office from the inside.
Oh, absolutely. And, that's Louis DeJoy's mission. Is I mean, you know, he owns a trucking company. He's been sending contracts to his own company, or he owned. He still has a financial interest in it, if the stories I'm reading, you know, are accurate. And, you know, he may well be in a position to make a whole huge pile of money. Certainly a lot of other people will be if they can figure out a way to privatize the post office and sell it off to presumably Federal Express. Federal Express is not unionized, and that would be a way of destroying the Postal Workers Union, which is the largest union in the United States right now. So, you know, there's actually two unions the post office has, but one of them is the largest union. So I'm with you, Thomas. You know, it's time to get rid of DeJoy. You know, we keep thinking, oh, just one more person on the postal board and they can fire him. And then we get one more person and no, that person's not going to do it either. I it's time to raise some hell with the Biden administration. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at wesaysaveit.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and Stem for more inspiration. A message from the ad cap.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.